That's my offering from my, that was my Amazonian rainforest tribal member in presentation, by the way. But I'm Bradley Schravino, and this is Thursday Thunder. We've got no secret potions today. Well, we do have a secret potion today. This is the first in a three-part series explaining Trihaito. Trihaito. Trigger, time, together. We're going to get through those three. Today is number one, trigger. Trihaito is trigger, time, together. And this is how we are going to get over our inhibitions, over our limiting beliefs, how we're going to get stuff done, what's holding us back. This is the three-part secret magic potion. I don't know how the guy just sort of came to me, and that's what it became. It became this potion. This, because I was thinking about it, you know, my original book, every single day, had pills on the cover. And yet, I saw it as like a magic potion. And I thought, what if you could take this pill, or take this potion, drink this magic potion, this secret elixir that will get you past your fears or get you over your inhibitions. And that is what Trihaito has become. Three parts. Today's part one, trigger. Trigger is usually something external. It's usually an external force, although it can be internal, and it's either a one-time thing or it can become a regular thing. For me, my biggest trigger in recent years have been big events. November, I can give you the dates. November 1st, 2012, John Muldoon started me off on a 30-day writing challenge. It's now more than 7 years later, I'm still writing every single day based on the trigger of his challenge of a 30-day writing experiment. Boom, shaka, boom, right? My father died May 16th, 2015. May 15th, 2016. I'm mixing up my years and my dates. That day triggered a lot of actions in me. Am I really going to become a writer? Will I ever live in Europe again? Can I quit my job? Let's see, I managed all those three within a year. And that was a trigger of my father passing away. My mother passed away June 12, 2020, last year. That was a big trigger for me to step into her shoes of being an educator, of being a teacher. And this is where I feel, I can feel it. I feel it like some little tree tattoo. I feel that power coming into my shoes and coming up into me, and I am a teacher. Triggers. Yet, my hat. My hat for me is a daily physical trigger to either take a walk or go outside, but it's also to record video. For some reason, I've always had this hat on, or I've often had this hat on when I'm on my video, and it triggers sort of a different persona in me. I become this certain person, the guy wearing this hat. Right? I'm adventurous, I'm daring, I have much less fear, I'm just ready to go for it. Hit record, let's go. It's a trigger. And yet, I can create these triggers on a regular basis, right? I can't recreate or create necessarily the big triggers, the John Muldoons, my parents passing away. In fact, I don't want to recreate some of them. But they did trigger big, big actions. The action triggering the reaction. Yet this trigger, I can make it a trigger, and I can make it a ritual, which can turn into a habit that then on a regular basis triggers something. So we can use these triggers to our advantage, like the hat. Let's start recording. Now in the mornings, I'm not yet on phone or computer. I have my chai. It's usually dark, I'm up really early. I've got my chai and I've got pen and paper. And I'm writing out some notes. Maybe I'm doing like a mind map. In fact, this morning, I worked out the Trihaito, the mind map around this idea. That's my trigger for clarity, for big idea thinking. Then I'll go to the computer and, you know, waste the day away. That's my trigger for wasting the day away. Go sit behind the computer, right? Because we can have bad triggers too. What's your bad? I mean, all these triggers are, they lead to habits, right? And they could be bad ones too. I remember my dad, after dinner, his trigger was, oh, I want chocolate. And even like trigger, it's like infectious. Like it got to me. I'm like, I started wanting chocolate after dinner. And that became a ritual. Started by the trigger of dinner is over. Dessert time. Whoa. It's hard to get out of these triggers as well if they're not good ones. Triggers. Tree, tie, toe. Trigger, time, together. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll get into time and together and how important those elements are. And you can use each of these individually. However, I think the potion is at its most potent when they're all together. This has been the first element of the Tree Tai To trifecta. Let's see if I can get more T words in here. I can try to terrifically. All right, I'm going to stop. Tongue tie my twisted Tanti. Tanti is ant. Dust. I had to revert to dust there. All right, I am clearly getting off traffic. Off traffic and off topic. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. In fact, this is a trigger in itself. Every Thursday for me is a trigger. I started this in 2021 or 2020 last year. On January 3rd, which was the first Thursday of the year, I said, I am going to publish a video every week of the year. 52 weeks later, I had 53. Boom. There's my trigger. My trigger, and I'm leading this one into next week's time. I'm going to leave it at that. For now, this is a trigger. Tiny triggers on a regular basis. Big triggers a little more often, often from an external source. They're all triggers, and they're all going to start the action. Based on the action, you get a reaction. All right? What's going to be your action? What's going to be your reaction? Come next week, and we'll talk about time. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. Like, subscribe, little bell thing. I don't know all this stuff. Good to have you here. I'm glad to be here. I hope you are. I'll be here next week. Will you?